My father kept adding on another room every time another couple of kids were born. But a two-bedroom house became like a five-bedroom house, you know. And but we had a farm, and it was sufficient. We never were hungry. We didn't have a lot. We were poor farmers, but we were very, very fortunate to not you know, have to go on welfare or relief or anything else. My father said we never go on relief. I mean, that was something that the Japanese people never did. We always helped each other if they needed any help, you know. So that's the way our life was. My father was very, very active in the community. And so he was the first to bring in electricity into the farm area, the water system. Their co-op brought the water in from the mountains, and pipeline into it, so we could have water for our animals and chickens and ourselves. And so he was a very far-thinking person. And so, well, my father came when he was 15, and he went to Hawaii, and his father was here working on the railroad. And when my father landed in Hawaii, he had some relatives there, and he fooled around there. And when he decided to come to the United States, they closed the door. And so my father went to Canada. So before my grandfather left to go home to Japan, he went to Canada and saw his son, only son, and told him he's sending a bride for him. So my father was in Canada. And so my mother, who was not 16, 15, my father, grandfather picked her and sent her to Canada. So she came as a picture bride or a chosen bride. So she was 15 when she came to Canada.